views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life. You.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. So awesome to be here today. Today we're going to be talking about divorcing your thoughts. You know, there were a few different names that I could have called this show. You and your thoughts are separate. You are not your thoughts. But divorcing your thoughts just felt so right. Because today we're going to really be discussing dissolving the dysfunctional agreement of doom between you and your negative thoughts. So it's like ending that false contract. And for those of you who are listening in, if you've got questions you want to call in and ask, feel free to do so at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And I've been aware through the time that I've been doing the show that a lot, well, most of my listeners like to call in after the show. A lot of you might feel that your situations are very private and confidential. You don't want to discuss them over the air. For those of you who would like to call in after the show, feel free to do so at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285, or log on to the site spirituald.com. And for all of the people who are listening to the show, if you call in during or you call in after, I'd like to offer a complimentary meditation for you, a one-on-one guided meditation of recognizing your thoughts from the perspective of being the observer of your thoughts and the perspective of feeling that you are actually the thought. So this is a meditative process where we take you through that observer and observed to define these two parts of yourself. So for anybody who's been feeling like you're going through challenges of self-defeating thoughts, and you need some help and guidance, and you may be feeling like the information that you are actually feeding yourself is holding you back, I would love to work with you by introducing you to a meditative system in where you really create that defining energy between that observer and observed. And it's not as difficult to do so as you may think. You know, so many of us are really and truly our worst enemies, because whatever it is that you've been being told in the past, or whatever it is that somebody else has told you, some of it has left a stain in the brain and in the aura, but it is what it is that keeps coming to the forefront that stain is creating, and then it becomes weaved into your own thought pattern. And for some people, they might be thinking, and I've heard a lot of people say this, well, how do you stop yourself from thinking? How do you stop yourself from having a thought? It feels like the mind is in a function of its own. And in a lot of Buddhist meditative practices, they refer to this as the monkey mind, because it's swinging from limb to limb and from thought to thought. And some of it feels very uncontrollable. So that's not to say that finding the right meditative practice that creates that defining between the observer and the observed means that you'll turn the thoughts off. but you can learn how to redirect them. And the ones that keep reoccurring, you can learn that defining line. You can create that defining line that says, I'm thinking this, but I am not this. So defining yourself through thoughts is limiting yourself. And Eckhart Tolle said that defining yourself through your thoughts is limiting yourself, and it couldn't have been more accurate. I love that reality. I love knowing that defining yourself through your thoughts is limiting yourself, because in knowing that, we know that whatever form of negativity, whatever form of thought that we're having that's bringing us down in any form, fashion, or way is actually the limiting aspect. We are not the limiting aspect. The thought is the limiting aspect. So in this show, we're going to be discussing inner peace and ridding yourself of the anxiety. And where does the anxiety come from? It's thought process. All of this comes back to thought process. So when we think of, let's go back to Eckhart Tolle for a minute. Defining yourself through thoughts is limiting yourself. This quote refers to the truth that you are not your thoughts. You can perform simple tests, and the premise that you are separate from your thoughts. If you close your eyes and observe your thought processes, and when you notice your thoughts, stop and recognize that something inside you noticed your thoughts. Who noticed them? If you were the thought, you would not be able to notice them. You know, in the book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra, Deepak Chopra uses the terms observer and the observed to define these two parts of ourself, and we can call the observer the authentic self. This is the separation. The separation is one of the keys to finding inner peace and ridding yourself of the anxiety. So when I'm working with someone on creating this divorce, this ending of contract, what we're doing is we are separating the anxiety level of the thought process from the connection of how you identify yourself. And this is where we are contacting and touching with the authentic self, to be able to hear from the authentic self. It sounds complicated, but it really isn't, because each and every one of you have the ability to make this separation. It's just the awareness, coming down to that awareness that it's there and that it exists actually brings it to the forefront. So when you come into that awareness that there is an authentic self, and that authentic self is not everything that you're thinking, not everything that you're fearing, not everything that you are regretting, not everything that you're holding on to the deepest anxieties about. When you realize that that authentic self is totally different than all of these portions of doubt, fear, anxiety, and worry, that is when you come to the place that you are able to hear from that portion of self. And you will be absolutely amazed what that portion of self has to say. And that brings a lot of people to the question of, well, my thoughts are real. I did fail in this certain course. I did not get this job. My relationships have failed, and these are my thoughts, so they are real. Those things that have happened, those thoughts and memories are real, but they are not you. And from a long period of time of being in touch with the thoughts and not the authentic self, what's created is we start believing and we start thinking that we are everything that we fear, and we are nothing that we desire. And what are the things that we fear? I received letters, so many letters, people telling me about fearing being alone, fearing failure, fearing disappointing certain people in their lives. So if we start believing that we are what it is that we fear, then we're going to be viewing ourselves as failures. We're going to be viewing ourselves as disappointment. We're going to be viewing ourselves as inadequate. So if you believe that you are every negative thing you're thinking, you're not just having the thought, you are becoming the thought. But in the realizing, in the first step, the first key to realizing that you are not this thought, you are saying, this has happened to me. It is an experience. This is something I have been through, but it is not who I am. And it's very difficult to lean back into the seat of self because we're just so busy and so accustomed to sitting in the seat of who we're viewed to be or who we think we are viewed to be. You would be so surprised to know that certain people and situations that you think you have totally destroyed in life or have totally failed in life, or certain people that you feel are having such negative thoughts about you, you would be so surprised to see or to know that a lot of these people are not thinking about you at this time. And a lot of these situations were actually not failures. They were redirections of paths. And the portion of the redirection of paths often becomes disguised as a failure. I was working with a wonderful lady from San Francisco, and she had been in her position for 25 years. This is what she knew. And she started to identify herself as her position. And in her position, she was successful, she was respected, and she was extremely, extremely knowledgeable. So in viewing herself as the position, she is viewing herself as worthy of respect, knowledgeable, successful, admired. And you know, a lot of you that are listening to this might say, and what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it. But when she came up to the place where the position was threatened and where she didn't know how long she was going to be there, because all of her identity was so wrapped up in this position that she had been in for so long, she started to feel she was her position. This feeling of loss, anxiety, and fear had set in to the utmost. So, yes, there are positive aspects, very positive aspects of connecting to our thoughts. But even in the most positive aspect of connecting to the thought, we must still understand that we are not the thought, that even if we are removed from the position that we thought was defining us, creating us, and moving us along, we will realize that that position is not what created us. We actually manifested and created within ourselves the ability for the position. So when we were working together, our hugest challenge was for her to be able to understand that the position didn't create her. She was actually creating the position. Hearing from the authentic self is very important, whether it's in a positive way, realizing that the positive thoughts that you are having and that you connect to yourself are not through a position, not through a relationship, not through a person's approval, but through yourself, and connecting to your thoughts and the aspect of understanding that the negative thoughts, the dysfunctional thoughts, are still not the portion of me. They are not me. They are not a portion of me. They are experiences that I have gone through. And when we return after this short break, we're going to touch on ridding yourself of the anxiety of the self-defeating thoughts.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gion. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
And we are back talking about divorcing your thoughts. So for those of you who are listening, if you have questions and comments and you want to call in during the show and share that, I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Or log on to our site, spirituald.com, for information. A little bit more about us and about our services, Spiritual Diagnostics. And for those of you who would like to receive a one-on-one meditative session, give me a call after the show at 312-898-2285, 312-898-2285. And this is a complimentary meditative session. It'll give you an understanding of what it's like to go through a one-on-one meditative session and give you a little bit of thought and clarity on how meditation works and really what it's like to separate yourself from those thoughts of negativity that you've been having. You'll get to, you can feel it. You can feel in the first meditation the difference of being the observer of the thoughts and the observed. Because it's a very deep connecting process. Once you get to feel what it's like once, you'll definitely understand whether it's working with me, working with someone else, or finding your own meditative practice. You will really get a chance to understand that there is someone inside of you, and that is you, that has nothing to do with the negativity that you've been thinking. It's just taking that moment to step away, step back, sit into the seat of self, and understand that everything that's happening in your mind and everything that's happened in your life is not actually who you are. So we're talking about ridding yourself of anxiety. Let's take a moment and think about that. Is that really possible? You might be listening to this and saying, well, there's always going to be some type of anxiety at some point. How do we rid ourselves of anxiety? There is a difference between an anxious moment and an anxious life. So many people are actually having a lifestyle of anxiety, worrying about people, situations, and things that they totally cannot change. And once that becomes a lifestyle, that's when we reach that place that we are actually existing, but we are not living. You know, one big difference between humans and animals is that people can think about their thinking. Animals are as smart as they might be, but they cannot do this. We can think about our thinking. And animals, they just cannot do this. They're instinctive creatures, and they respond in a reactive way to stimulus. So everything for them is about survival. And it's a sad fact that people are the only creatures on the planet who kill themselves. So this goes dramatically against survival instincts that we also have. Animals have survival instincts. We have survival instincts. And why is this? You know, I believe that this is related to our inability to see that we are separate from our thoughts. So when people become so caught up in the thoughts of self-destruction, they're unable to separate their thoughts from who they are. So if they think they are their thoughts, then they might think that they have to do what their thoughts tell them, which often ends in disaster. If you think about that, it's pretty scary. If you're thinking that you have to do whatever it is that your thoughts are telling you, and you're being ruled by this, when you are the one who is having your thoughts are not having you, unless you allow it to do so. And the reason that I say allow is because you do have the final say-so. If you kind of view your thought as a child, what do I mean by that? A child does not have all permission and all ability to roam free and do whatever it is that they desire and want to do. In most cases, a child is told, you can do this, you cannot do this, it's time for this, it's time for that. So if you view your thought in that way, you would view your thought as, my thoughts need some discipline. My thoughts have a time and a place. This is not the time for this thought. This thought has expired. When we think about ridding ourselves of anxiety, it's a cleaning out process. It has to do with ridding ourselves of emotions that have expired. And it's really not always an easy thing to do. in most cases, it's not easy to rid ourselves of emotions that have expired because we're holding on to them, we're storing them, we don't know where to throw them, we don't know where to put them. So ridding ourselves of that is just like, what would I do with this? Some of us even feel we need this expired emotion. Some of us have made up our minds to release the expired emotion, but the aura is holding on to the emotion and the vibration of the emotion. So for those of you who are listening to this, if you feel that you are holding on to an expired emotion, most likely you are correct, and it is creating your anxiety and your depression. It's stopping healthy living and happiness. What is an expired emotion? Does it mean mourning someone for too long? Does it mean holding on to a pain that we need to hurry up and get over and move on from? No, it doesn't mean that, because there are certain experiences and pains that we're never going to forget and just get up and move on from them. But we absolutely have the ability and the power to learn from them, redirect the frequency of the situation, grow through it, and release the result of the pain. Release the result of the negative, dysfunctional thought that's forming a false agreement of doom and introducing itself to us as ourself. I know that was a lot to take in, but it is the absolute truth. So when we think about an expired emotion, it means that it's something that we have experienced, a situation that we have experienced, that no longer, the emotion of it is no longer serving us, yet we cannot release it. We're holding on to it, and it's spoiled. It's rotten, and it's rotting a portion of ourself because it's been there so long that it's actually rooted itself into the aura, into the chakras, or into the spiritual DNA, and letting us believe it is us. It has been there so long that we are believing it is us. So in the meditative practice of basically divorcing yourself from the dysfunctional agreement of negative thoughts, what we do in this is we identify what it is that is not serving you. What is it that is expired that you are connecting yourself to and telling yourself that this is who you are? And let's go back to what I said a little while ago about mourning. Is it mourning for too long? Sometimes, you know, when we think of the word mourning, the first thing that comes to our mind is a deceased person, the loss of a loved one. Sometimes it is actually that. But sometimes we are actually mourning a situation or a person that is actually alive that is no longer in our life. And it could be an ex-husband, an ex-wife, an ex-boyfriend, an ex-girlfriend. It could be in the person that I was talking about earlier. In that case, it's the job, the position, the seat that the person that I was working with had learned to understand in their own frame of thinking, this seat is myself. The seat of this position is who I am. So when the position was gone, she had gone through a long mourning process. And who was she mourning? Herself, the self that she thought had died through the loss of that position. We all mourn. And in some cases, it is actually needed to disconnect from a certain situation on one level and learn to connect to it on a new level of this is no longer here. this person is no longer here. This situation is no longer here. And we're allowed that time period. But it is very important not to become so entangled in that that you become that. I have done spiritual work with people that have actually created their whole being of who they are to being a mourner. Imagine that, being a mourner, just living through life as if that is who they are now. They're a mourner. They mourn that relationship. They mourn that job. They mourn that portion of who they thought they were that has been almost killed or gone in some ways. And the truth of the matter is, that's never who they were. The relationship is not who they were. That's who their thoughts told them that they were. That job is never who they were. That image that has been painted or described by their parents is not who they were. And they are mourning a loss that actually hasn't happened. Can you imagine mourning a person that is alive? That's what so many of us are doing. We're mourning a thought of ourselves, thinking that it is ourselves when we are very much still alive. But the difference is, because of this lack of separation between the thoughts and self, we are actually existing, like I said earlier, versus living. So yes, in a way, we are rightfully mourning. There's a portion of us that is not alive and not active, but that's only because our thoughts have let us know that that's the way it is, and we believe that that's who we have become, unbecome, who we are, or who we are not. But the important thing to understand and to realize is that in your thoughts, they are not always an agreement that is valid. In your thought process, you can be having invalid agreements, expired contracts, expired thoughts, expired emotions. So let's put that all in a nutshell. What does it mean? It means you are holding on to something and identifying yourself to be someone that doesn't exist and that isn't real. What is real? The authentic self. What does the authentic self desire us to know? It desires for us to know that we can, that we are, that we have the ability to love, the ability to learn, the ability to heal, and the ability to touch each other's lives. And that's where purpose and path are created. That's where purpose and path are identified. So if we are committed to connecting ourselves and identifying ourselves to a dysfunctional agreement of thought, it's very difficult and really it's impossible to identify purpose and path and to start to manifest that and to move forward. For those of you who are listening, if you have any questions, there's anything you'd like to share, I'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Or log on to our site, spirituald.com. And for those of you who would like a little more private and personal time, which most of my listeners do, you do not want to be calling in on the air, give me a call after the show at 312-898-2285. If you are living in your head, living in your mind, and it's creating discomfort there, and stopping you from connecting to the world around you and connecting you to a version of yourself that actually doesn't exist, you definitely need a divorce from your thoughts. And if you need help and guidance on disconnecting from this unserving portion that you've been believing is you, I would love to assist you and help you to find that portion of self, to open your ears, open your mind to that authentic self. I would love to work with you as a catalyst, a spiritual compass, if you will, to lead you to that portion of self. In spiritual work, I cannot say this enough. In the work that I do, it's really not about me doing the healing. It's never been. It is about introducing you to the healer within yourself, introducing you to basically the most important person you can ever meet, and that is yourself. It's just learning how to hear from yourself. So what is the key? What is the answer to divorcing your thoughts and learning and coming into that place where you can defeat that negative dysfunctional agreement? It's being able to hear from yourself. If you can only hear what you're thinking, which again is not who you are, that can become so loud that it is actually, in essence, it's drowning out you. If you can only hear your thought, and that thought is fear, then you can only hear fear, and you can only identify with fear. And if you can only hear your thought, and that thought is, I am so lonely, I can't find my soulmate, I can't find the love that I desire, I can't connect to the career that I desire, and you start to believe that that's who you are, you are a person who cannot connect and cannot find, then you will not. That's not who you are, but you will not connect. And you will not find, you will not locate what it is that you're seeking. But in the process of clearing out the expired fears, the expired emotions, you will absolutely find the love, the peace, the relationship, the job, the fulfillment that you have been searching for. And we're going to touch more on what are your thoughts when we come back from this short break.
The goal for the Art of Powerful Living Radio is to inspire every human to live lives that are rich, fulfilling, on purpose, and fun. This hit show with Robert Schoenfeld is a fresh approach to boldly living our lives with creativity, courage, patience, wisdom, love, and power. Join Robert every month with Dr. Pat Baselli for the Art of Powerful Living Radio.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place? That is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation. or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Talking about divorcing your thoughts. For those of you who are listening in, if you'd like to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, opinions, questions, all is welcome. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Or log on to our site, spirituald.com. For those of you who would like your complimentary one-on-one meditative session offering you some guidance and assistance in divorcing your thoughts, give us a call at 312-898-2285, 312-898-2285. And we're going to get into, at this time, what are your thoughts? So, thoughts are a process that happen in the mind, and this process is neither the mind itself nor who a person is. Carl Jung recognized that when he developed the four quadrants of human existence that define wholeness and completeness, on the horizontal axis are two sides. One is the cognitive side, or thinking. The other is the emotional side, or feelings. And they're opposites. They're totally opposite. One, rational and logical. The other, irrational or illogical. So let's think about that. One is rational and logical, and the other one's irrational or illogical. So then on an interesting thought about that, what is that really telling us? It's letting us know that we have a very rational side, and we have a very irrational side. We're having some thoughts that are absolutely illogical. The physical or material world we find ourselves connected to in so many ways. The spiritual and the intuitive world we find ourselves connecting to or searching for. And when you take the spiritual and the intuitive, and you place it near the physical and the material, does that mean that they're like so different that they are actually not connected? No, they're very connected and they both affect each other, but they are actually different portions of one existence. So what am I saying? I guess I took the long way to say your thoughts and who you are different portions of one existence. One is the portion of information, which a lot of it is illogical and false, running through your mind. A lot of it is fear-based and dysfunctional, running through your mind. And then there's the portion of it that is the true self. So when we talk about what are our thoughts, What are our thoughts? Where do they stem from? It's the process of energy that has been absorbed through experiences, absorbed through the aura, that is playing itself back to us, and it is either motivationally based or fear-based. But unfortunately, so many of us are so much more in touch with the fear-based, oppositional, dysfunctional, illogical thought process. So in a spiritual session, in a meditative session of defining, is it you or your thought? And which thought are you identifying yourself with and deciding which thought is defining you and creating you and becoming you? In that process, what we're doing is turning that volume down, disrupting the frequency, again, of the expired emotion. Once that volume is brought down, you can absolutely hear from yourself. And how is that done? I say this about so many of the meditative practices and work that I do with people. It is different for everyone. It is tailored for exactly who you are, what you've been through, and what is your defining thought, your defining experience. So many of these defining thoughts and defining experiences really are not worthy of this definement that we've given them. So again, what are your thoughts? They're processes that have happened in your mind by past experiences and absorption through the aura that are playing themselves over and over. So in the meditative process of releasing and introducing, releasing the dysfunctional agreement and the introducing to authentic self, we come to a place of living in the present moment. Living in the present moment is a state of active, open, intentional attention on being. It's true presence. True presence brings the realization that you are not your thought. So the meditative practice that we start with in creating this annulment, this ending, this divorce, is bringing you to the place of true presence, intentional attention to your being. Once you are intentionally focusing and bringing that attention to yourself, you are able to hear from yourself, free yourself, clear yourself, and move forward to what it is that you desire, where you want to be. And you know, so many of us don't even know what it is that we're really desiring or where we want to be or what is our path or what is our calling, because all of these results and false information have been created by an identification to thought. So some of you might be saying, well, it sounds pretty simple. Or some of you might be saying, it sounds pretty difficult. But whether you're the portion of listeners who think it's difficult or simple, I have to say you're both right. For some people, it is difficult, and these are definitely people who need some assistance on learning how to direct that attention, that intentional attention on their being, and coming into touch with their true presence. And that is what the meditative work that I do is going to help you to do. It's going to take you to that place that you access your intentional attention on your being. And my methods are not the only methods. There are other methods out there, and there are other healers out there. You will be led. If you're listening to this and you feel drawn to call and you feel like this is what you were meant to hear and I am the person that you are meant to work with, you're right. And if you feel like I'm not, this show may be the catalyst in the opening of your mind for you to seek out who you are meant to work with. But either way, whichever portion or spectrum that you're on, feeling that this is difficult or feeling that this is simple. Both portions of and aspects are correct. It is difficult and it is simple. And you know what is so difficult about it? This is going to sound very contradictory. What is so difficult about it is how simple it is. Because we place in our thought process and we absorb in our mind that the solutions must be difficult. They've got to be so far out there. We look so far ahead because we don't think that what we need is actually right in front of us, much less inside of us. For those of you who are listening, if you have any questions or you'd like to share your thoughts, experiences, and opinions, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you who would like to call after the show for your complimentary meditative session, if you have questions, anything that you need answered, anything you'd like to share on a more personal level, give me a call at 312-898-2285. That's 898-2285. Again, area code 312-898-2285. Or log on to the site, spiritualbee.com. We have a few minutes left. I'd like to really talk about thinking is, at best, only 25% of who we are. Our society has learned to rely too heavily on thinking as the way to govern ourselves. Thus, we've created a misrepresentation that our thoughts are who we are. So I must say, thoughts are certainly useful, and they've helped to develop technology, create marvels of science and industry. I mean, things that we enjoy. But they can also be our worst enemies. So what I'd like each and every one of you to know is that if you are a victim of yourself, which most of us are at some point, and feeling crushed by your thoughts, there is help. There is guidance. There are solutions that are within yourself. And I cannot say that enough. I know that I say that multiple times in every show. But there is an absolute solution, and it's called self. You're holding it. You know what it is. But you may have been so occupied listening to the fear and the pain, the recordings of what you have viewed as failure, pain, and disappointment in a certain area of your life, that you have learned to identify yourself with that failure, that disappointment, and that pain. And once that is done, it starts to store itself collectively in the aura, creating a frequency that is sent out to the universe that's inviting in exactly those things, exactly those situations. So if you desire to be separated from that pain, separated from those unwanted cycles in your love life, in your career, in your family life, in your patterns of communicating, you absolutely can. Once you separate and divorce that dysfunctional agreement of doom that is flowing through your thoughts, introducing itself to you as you. Some of you may not even be aware that this is what you've been doing for all of these years, all of this time. And some of you have been aware of it and just have not been aware that you are not these thoughts, or you have not been aware that there is a solution. There are answers and there is guidance. So again, for all of you who have been listening, you can give me a call after the show at 312-898-2285 or log on to the site spirituald.com. I've enjoyed talking with all of you. Looking forward to hearing from you after the show. Till next time, namaste.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.